gone next level for this Stanley Cup Final. Underway as Mattias Ekholm sends it down into the Florida zone. He wasn't 100%. He is this time as it goes in after Forsling. Takes him to the end boards. Kapanen crashes in there. Drysdale trying to feed the point. It'll come back to Wolbe and a shot. A rebound in front. Scores! Leon Drysdale! 66 seconds in!
Finishes it and brings this crowd to a frenzy.
He has scored a goal in game one of each in this series of Skinner asked Anton Lundell, Brad Marchand on the ice as they try to return fire. That shot is deflected wide. They try to tuck it in front. And Skinner by Bobrovsky. Evan Bouchard moves up. Reinhardt beats him to the puck. Here's Dreisel. Huge hit by Kane on Ekblad. Kane and Ekblad jostle. Kapanen in there. And Forsling will take it away. Bouchard got for Edmonton over the line. That pass cut. But away goes Sam Bennett. Here's Bennett in. Bennett. And his shot stopped by Skinner.
Well, that's the thing about having 5-6 days between games.
Here's Verhaeghe unable to get a shot away. Verhaeghe scored the first goal last year, game one. A chance here. And scores. Carter Verhaeghe has tied it for Florida.
Well, look at Stuart Skinner, got his arms up. But Wolman tried to get a penalty. He felt that he was interfered with. Officials are having a discussion at center ice right now. But here's the play. Into the arms. He wanted the penalty to happen. Doesn't. Now he falls in. And Stuart Skinner saying, that's goaltender interference. The call on the ice wasn't that. But Chris Knobloch now and his group have to make a decision. The fans, as you hear, are watching it on the big screen. How he gets in there. No call here on the push. Now he turns around. The skate of Kulak might have got into the skate of Bennett as he goes backwards. But for Stuart Skinner, he's trying to find this puck through all the bodies here. And as he goes down, there's contact and the puck goes through. Chris King is here on site, so nothing goes to Toronto. They're right here in the building, and that did not take long.
After reviewing the play, the actions of the Edmonton defenseman knocking nine down. That's when the call on the ice is confirmed. We have a goal.
Mattias Ekholm played 15:52 in his return to the Oilers lineup in game five against Dallas. Here comes Bennett. Back in, checked. It'll be kept alive there by Rodriguez. Back to Nate Schmidt across. Scores. Power play goal. Brad Marchand. And suddenly, Florida has the lead.
Towards the net. You know that there's going to be traffic there for Skinner. He's trying to pick up where the puck is. He's got Verhaeghe in front. And look at that seam pass right on the tape of Marchand. He points immediately, makes it look like it's going towards the net. Instead, it's a kickoff. Marchand gives himself, watch how he backs up about a step and a half. And that little area, that step and a half.
McDavid. Bouchard fires and that glass. Can't circle. Drysdale. One stop by Bobrovsky. From Schmidt. And now a chance here at Bobrovsky. With a save. Another chance. And Bobrovsky stopping Arvidsson and holds on with the.
Always a challenge for the coach. Got to get everybody involved when you're on so much special teams to start a period.
Got past Kachuk, it's loose in front of chance and Bobrovsky out. The injury, he wouldn't be back. Also said there was, he was happy with his first game back and a sense of relief that he got one out of the way. Picked off here by Trent Frederick. Frederick bumped and knocked down by Kulikov. Around it goes and off Klingberg. Onto the stick to Verhaeghe. And here comes Florida. Chance in front. Bennett scores. Sam Bennett has doubled down. Off the rush. Florida has a 3-1 lead.
You know, you just did loose puck management in the offensive zone. Trying to create something and hung in there a little bit too late. Got pressure. Watch the middle of the ice here as Brown. He's got to go and just lead the puck handler and go to where Bennett is. Instead, there's Wallman there by himself. Now you got two guys going to the same guy. That gives all kinds of time there for guess who? Sam Bennett, the leading goal scorer in this year's playoffs. Backhand forehand.
Rodriguez, a pass for Barkov, who didn't have a stick. And now Rodriguez spins out deep in the Oilers' zone. And back ahead comes Bud Colson. He'll drop off to Arvidsson. Shooting! Scores!
Just a transition play, a loose puck in the defensive zone, a quick up. Hudson takes two guys and just backs up, and you see the reaction of Bobrovsky. He's late picking this up as it goes. He doesn't even move, goes off of his elbow, underneath the glove, above.
The face-off hit and a shot that hits the end boards. He did say that eventually they'll get fourth line against McDavid, but they'll deal with it, whether it's no set or anybody else up, took a funny bounce in front of the net. Skinner down. 47 seconds remaining in the Evan Rodriguez penalty. Edmonton 3-3 in this postseason when trailing. McDavid takes the bump, gets it ahead for Draisaitl. Now a hit for Perry. Here's Corey Perry in, moving it through, and Bobrovsky with a stop off Wallman.
I thought there should have been a hook there. Wallman got just into the hands there as he was going to shoot it. At that last second, Bobrovsky able to make the save.
Florida changes as Wallman looks ahead. Perry drives it in. Bobrovsky stops it up for Schmidt, the two-point game for the veteran Nate Schmidt. High to center and punted by Tkachuk inside the line. Kevin McDavid over the line, it goes to Kapanen. Back to McDavid, puts it front. Matthias Ekholm has kind of.
Right here at the line, a close call. You got McDavid, throws it back, chips it into the corner, does Kapanen, and then right to the front of the net. You've got Kane going into a position that takes three bodies. Watch the collapse on Kane. It goes right by him, and a great offensive-minded play by Ekholm.
Wallman with Bouchard, and here's the chance. Right to the net, McDavid on it. Just glanced off Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky had to play that, and he did give it away. It'll come to Klingberg. Walks the line, shooting. Bobrovsky grabbed it, and it rolled wide off the stick of Kane. Now Bobrovsky got it. He'll hold on, and Eugene Hopkins able to play it ahead. Here's Pat Colson cutting in to the net. Bobrovsky with the stop, and Colson comes close. Brown got it back on side, but Barkov's there. Flips wide of the net with Brown looking for a tip at the horn.
This is just an incredible challenge for your body and mind to go through. I think both coaches will be hoping we're not going that way.
So everybody keep your skates laced up on the benches, huh? And McDavid back the other way. Over the line, it's Lundell with a shot to the side, and the rebound stopped by Skinner. He shot off a stick in front. Lundell's lost his step. Wallman knocked off balance. Henry in front. Frederick stopped by Bobrovsky.
I think the fans sense a little push here. As you mentioned, no stick for Lundell. What a play by Wallman to keep it alive. And then Henry backhand across. Frederick with an off.
And he gets control of now. Bouchard out. Here's Bouchard. Cutting the inside, he is, and Bobrovsky just got a piece. McDavid in flight, over the line, Drew. Now to Nugent Hopkins, kicks it back to Bouchard. Back to Nugent Hopkins. McDavid in front, scores! Leon Draisaitl, game one hero.
Perry, it's the flail on the boards by Nugent Hopkins, the no-look backhand pass by Perry, And then, as they've done so often, 97-29, you get chased into the outside, you miss your responsibility, and on the tape and off of it for four, Bobrovsky can even get across. The power play looked like it might not be able to finish this game off. Instead, it's Draisaitl ending game one in Edmonton's favor.